The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
And joining me on the podcast right now is Neil Clark, CEO, and Dr. Bill Love, Chief Scientific Officer of Destiny Pharma. DEST is the ticker there. Guys, thanks for joining me.
Thank you, Justin.
Pleasure.
Now, you've released some news here. World-leading C. difficile scientists to present landmark data on the ability of NTCD-M3 to colonize the gut after antibiotic administration. So we'll talk about that in a bit, and Bill will explain exactly what that's about and why it's significant. Before we do that, as always, Neil, for people maybe not familiar with Destiny's Pharma, just give me a brief summary as to what you're all about, please.
Yeah, we're a UK biotechnology company with two late-stage programs, clinical programs, that are moving towards the final stages before they're hopefully approved as products, which are called phase three studies. So we really are late stage and a mature company. We have a diversified portfolio, and we're in the area of infection prevention. So we're looking to stop infections developing or even taking place. And this, as we've all learned with the backdrop of the terrible coronavirus COVID-19 pandemic, is a really important healthcare issue. And we're working on two different bacterial infections, one that's caused by carriage in the nose of a bacteria called Staphylococcus aureus, which is our other program we're not going to talk about today, XS73 nasal. But also we have a very interesting program, harnessing the human microbiome, a single bacterial spore of a strain of Clostridioides difficile, which we'll talk about now, which is looking to prevent the recurrence of a very nasty gut infection called CDI, Clostridioides difficile infection. But what we've got today is some further great news on that program, which is called NTCDM3 for this CDI. And it's some very interesting research data that is going to be presented, and Bill can perhaps talk to it now and how it fits into the overall potential of this product in a very large market. And, both of these programs are addressing multi-billion-dollar markets where there's a clear clinical need.
Yeah, please go for it, Bill. Explain the significance of the presentation of this data at this conference, if you could, please.
Yeah, absolutely. So C. diff infection is one of the biggest killers in hospitals in terms of infection. About 30,000 patients in the U.S., alone each year die from this infection. So it's fatal. It's an infection from this bacteria of the gut. And its treatment is with antibiotics, traditionally vancomycin and metronidazole. So they're the two main antibiotics that have been used. With our non-toxigenic C. diff strain, we have shown in earlier clinical trials that it's been able to prevent the recurrence of CDI infection. And that's really important because the rates can be as high as 30 or 40%. So you think that you're cured from this potentially lethal infection with antibiotics, but in 30, 40% of the cases, it recurs. And then the more it occurs, the more potential for mortality to occur. So it really is a major issue. So we've been working with the VA Heinz Institute in the United States, and these guys are absolute leaders in C. diff infection research. Mm. What's happened really recently is that we have been able to show that by administration of one of the latest approved antibiotics, as we know, medicine doesn't stand still, but there is a new antibiotic that has entered the United States guidelines, which has now been approved for the treatment of Clostridium difficile infection. We have not studied up until this latest experiment. We hadn't studied the ability of our product, NTCD-M3, to be able to populate the gut, and therefore, when it gets into the clinical situation, to be able to prevent the recurrence of this fatal infection. This experiment that was conducted in the United States has shown that our product, NTCD-M3, can populate the gut even after use of this latest guideline antibiotic. So what does that mean for us? It means that it predicts for us that our final clinical trial for approval should work. NTCD should be effective even when this latest guideline antibiotic is used. And therefore, the market for our product is completely open. It's completely applicable for any of the antibiotics that are currently used clinically in the United States and Europe and around the world for the treatment of this potentially lethal gut infection. And so for us, it's landmark because it can be used in a widespread manner without any current antibiotic treatment.
Understood. And when is the conference, by the way?
Oh, the conference is in July this year in Seattle.
Okay, and so this is a very big deal then, isn't it? Really for you guys?
Yes, I think it's another very strong component of this package, which is a really high quality clinical program. And as Bill said, you know, always with these programs, remember drug development takes many years. You always have to be aware of what else is going on in the treatment of patients, and as Bill said, you know, we've reported this data, which shows that we fit into sort of the most modern, you know, other treatments, as it were. So it's really good news, and we need to, you know, keep moving forward with the program. And obviously, what we want to do is to partner and start the phase three, and be recruiting patients next year. So that's a key corporate target, and this good news strengthens the package for all of those activities.
Excellent stuff. Okay, well, you know the score from here, Neil. If someone likes the sound of what you're doing here, the progress you're making, but not yet following the story, if you could give them three quick reasons why they should hit that follow button on your page on Vox and add Destiny Pharma to their watch list, please.
Well, it's reduced risk biotechnology company. We have a diversified portfolio, and there's clear clinical need and great commercial opportunities.
Bill, Neil, thanks for chatting to me, and hopefully we'll catch up in the not-too-distant future. Thanks very much.
Thanks, Justin.
Thanks, Justin. Bye-bye.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.